Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. And so this past Sunday, we looked at 2 Peter, which is one of my favorite passages, and a little bit into chapter 1, right around verse 5, and then again in verses 7, 8, and 9, Peter says something that I find to be incredibly powerful. He's just talked about how every single one of us who has trusted Jesus has everything we need for a life of godliness. He's reminding me of what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, that it is by grace that we've been saved through faith and not anything that we have done on our own. We're saved by grace. That is the unanimous testimony of the New Testament writers. And yet, Peter says, like Paul often says elsewhere, in verse 5 of chapter 1 of 2 Peter, Peter says, "For this very reason, make every effort to supplement," and then he begins listing your faith with virtue with knowledge, so on and so forth. And the question that I would like us to think about this morning or this afternoon or whenever you're listening to this is, how would you describe your effort in pursuing Jesus, in pursuing becoming more and more like your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Because I think for a lot of us, if we were being honest, we're not making every effort, we're making minimal effort. We're not chasing after the Lord with everything we have. We're kind of, sort of, maybe pursuing Jesus. And we know that it's not supposed to be that way, but yet somehow we tend to drift into kind of a minimal effort mentality in our relationship with Jesus. And this 3-minute podcast is not meant to beat you up over that, but just to remind you that we can be so much more through the power that God has given to us through his son Jesus. We don't have to give minimal effort to the God of the universe in pursuing him and loving him, but we can make every effort like Peter here commands to us. And one of the primary ways that we do that is through prayer. And I've got a book recommendation for you. It's a book called Praying the Bible by Donald S. Whitney. It is mercifully short. It is 89 pages, and I would strongly encourage you to go check it out. There's a great quote that he includes here by Charles Spurgeon on page 84, and this is what Charles Spurgeon says. "We should pray when we are in a praying mood, for it would be sinful to neglect so fair an opportunity. We should pray when we are not in a proper mood, for it would be dangerous to remain in so unhealthy a condition." And I love that quote because Charles Spurgeon is basically saying, hey, if you feel like praying, you should pray, because those moments don't always come along. And if you don't feel like praying, you should pray, because that's a pretty dangerous place to be when you just don't want to pray. And if we're honest, we all experience both of those moments where we really want to pray. Praise God, like we should pray. And then moments where we're busy or distracted, or we just really don't want to pray. And Whitney gives a great methodology for maybe helping us with that. I'd encourage you to check out the book, or you can email us and we'd love to talk that through with you. But what we hope is happening through this Drivecast, and what I hope is happening in you right now, is you're just being reminded, one, that you're saved by grace. And there's nothing you could ever do to earn God's love. God has given you his love fully in his beloved son, Jesus. He loves you. But yet, he invites you not to make minimal effort, but to make every effort to become more like his son, Jesus, which is the best thing for you and I. And one of the key ways that we do that is through prayer. And so my encouragement to you would be, take seriously your privilege to pray. And let's take a moment and let's pray right now. And we're going to pray that God would help us to become a people of prayer, that we would take seriously the invitation to make every effort to become more and more like God's son. Let's pray now together, please. Well, thank you again so much for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. We hope we see you at one of our 4 campuses on Sunday, and that you'll join us again for the Drivecast on Monday morning of next week. God bless.